You'll listen to Flash Friction, the newest show on the Defectives Network.
Today's Flash Frictioneer is Maxwell Cantrell, the author of A Tale of Gods, Mortals, and Jello Shooters, a novel about Lactero, the god of small to medium-sized lizards and his quest for revenge. He's won the Presidential Physical Fitness Award, achieved Master League in StarCraft II, and once ran a 10K almost without walking. From the generation of participatory trophies, please welcome Maxwell Cantrell. Yay!
Thank you very much for the introduction, Chantel. I'm honored to be here. May this be our first step towards the vast fame and fortune of the world of podcasts. I'll start by talking about my first novel, A Tale of Gods, Mortals, and Jello Shooters. I finished just over a year ago, when I was 16. Then, I published it on Amazon and other platforms. But hey, the premise of this show is that it's a place where authors don't try to sell you their products. So rather than explain that you can buy my book on iBooks, Nook, Audible, and Barnes & Noble, I will instead talk about how I finished my first novel in 10th grade. This was less a feat of endurance and intellect than it was one of random chance. I didn't set out with the intention to write a novel. Far from it. I wanted to write a funny short story. This didn't go as planned, because by the time I reached my page count of 30, the story was far from done. This greatly confused young me, but I soldiered on, slowly bumbling towards the conclusion of my story. Meanwhile, school was stressful, so I took a break from writing for a while, like a sane person. Just kidding, I wrote more and more as the stress increased. It was my way of ignoring it. Badly, but hey, I had 50 pages, so I continued. More and more pages flowed from my fingers, to my great surprise, and my short story continued to expand, becoming more and more epic. Soon I passed the mantle of short story to claim that of novella, due to the word count exceeding 10,000. But the story was not done, so I kept writing. Noticing a pattern here? Hopefully not, because I've been varying my word usage while describing the fact that I've kept writing. Anyway, soon after that, I left the novella classification in the dust to achieve the new impressive rank of novelette. I had 100 pages under my belt, and I was feeling good. It was at this point that a terrible shiver ran up my spine. Why do you ask? Because I realized that the story was still not done. And that I couldn't get it done without achieving the rank of novel. So I steeled my nerves, and in a blaze of glory and carpal tunnel, I finished the story. And oh, was the feeling glorious. But it wasn't what I set out to achieve. I fell into writing a novel due to randomness and the depth of the outline I wrote for the story, not due to intention. So whenever someone asks me how I wrote my first novel at 16, I respond by saying, by accident, because that's what happened. This experience taught me much, far more, in fact, than I could explain in a 5 to 10 minute author segment on this podcast. But the most important lesson I learned and then promptly forgot for my next novel attempt is that writing should be fun, that you should finish what you start. These rules are both critical for me, and ignoring them causes me massive problems. In the case of my failed attempt at writing a novel, a couple months ago, I tried to write a second novel and it didn't go as well as the first. It made me start a doomed project and suffer for 9 months without even getting the satisfaction of finishing something. I had it easy, relatively speaking, though, as many who forget those two lessons can spend years, if not decades, working on a doomed project through various stages of incompletion as they cut more and more of their story before reaching the end. I have, however, applied those lessons to a new novel, finishing the first draft in a record of 3 months. Despite what you may have heard, writing isn't meaningless suffering. Unless you're a masochist, in which case make it as painful as you want. Writing is about creating something from nothing, building worlds and destroying them with the power of your mind, and most importantly, making sure that you are driven to finish whatever you're working on. What drives you may be anything, as long as you want to keep writing. I think I'm getting a little too generic with my advice, so let's focus on something about which I am more specifically qualified. Running an ultra-high-powered fantasy setting. Most fantasy books that include magical protagonists focus on mere mortals, learning magic slowly with the reader, like Harry Potter, or, alternatively, on mid-level wizards with some cool and powerful abilities, with a few limitations, such as Harry Dresden. Either way, they focus on characters named Harry. This is done for the rather obvious reason that ridiculously high-powered characters tend to have few things that they can fight in a non-one-sided manner, and that such characters tend to have so many powers that keeping track of them during a fight or puzzle scene is a nightmare. Despite the complications therein, I made Lacerto, the god of small to medium-sized lizards, my main character. His broad suite of magical powers made writing situations in which he would be challenged difficult, but due to some design decisions I made early on, I was able to construct a set of weaknesses and fundamental laws to keep Lacerto's power reined in. He can shapeshift in the blink of an eye, which made wounds a bit problematic, so I introduced the concept of true forms. Whenever a god or other pseudomorphic being in A Tale of Gods, Mortals, and Jealous Shooters is wounded, they revert to their true form and lose the ability to shapeshift. This design change fixed the problem of using shapeshifting to heal wounds, and allowed me to make some plot developments that I never could have made before, such as characters who are purposefully shifting out of their true forms while pretending to be someone else, being wounded and then reverting back to what they really are. One thing I learned from my choice to make my main character a deity is that research pays off if your character can do things far beyond the limits of normal humans. Lacerto is so fast and so powerful that the way he interacts with the world is different, meaning that I need to know the new different rules of reality that apply to characters with his power. I needed to look up how objects act at supersonic or sometimes even hypersonic speeds to find out what happened if Lacerto punches a metal door or moves through an atmosphere. Using those principles, I was able to add a layer of realism to an otherwise fantastical world. Thanks for having me.
We would love to get your recommendations of new and unique voices, or if you are a new and unique voice yourself, please don't hesitate to email us and let us know you're interested on coming on Flash Friction.
You can email us at thedefectivepod@gmail.com with your recommendations and your bribes.
Keep a weather ear to this network for more announcements and news.